The flooding currently still is concentrated in the Gaza province, which is more to the south of Mozambique, where the most current figures from the government today have the number of people affected at 238,000, with 186,000 of those being actually displaced, living in the open, under trees, and seeking refuge wherever they can. In addition to that, we now have the rains beginning in central Mozambique, in the Zambezia area. And here we have currently 33,000 people affected, and the forecast is for more rain in the coming days. So it's not getting better, it seems to be getting worse.
So what can be done at this point to help the people and also to prevent diseases?
What we as the Red Cross are doing is doing quite a bit of water and sanitation and health activities, which is that we're providing mass sanitation support in transit camps in Chokwe in particular, which is vector control, spraying to keep down the breeding of mosquitoes, helping with the construction of latrines, helping with the removal of waste, and giving what we call hygiene promotion classes to the affected population in terms of basically how to keep your hands clean, how to handle food, how to take care of your children. And in health, we're also distributing mosquito nets because there is a high prevalence of endemic malaria in the country. We're doing epidemic surveillance and some epidemic control, watching the trends to see if we're seeing higher incidences of malaria. There have been some reports of cholera, which, of course, the government is unwilling to state. They're still calling it water diarrhea, but it is cholera. It's not a high incident. And again, cholera is endemic, so we're not alarmed at the incidences. It's natural for this to happen in this sort of environment.
How are the most vulnerable faring, the women, the children, the pregnant women, and the elderly?
We are doing what we can to support the most vulnerable, which is the female single-headed households. There's a high number of people living with HIV/AIDS. There are people that have tuberculosis. There are actually households headed by children, and then the elderly and the pregnant. And those are our priorities in terms of supporting with relief aid. We are going to be running a six-month operation, which will just focus on interventions in water, health, and shelter. At the moment, most of the population that has been affected, as I said earlier, is living in the open, under trees. It's really not a good situation for them. The government is doing the best they can. They have provided a large area for people to congregate, but there are no formal shelters that people can go to. So it's pretty dire.
I understand that humanitarian agencies are coordinating activities, working together to try to help the people. So how is this going?
Absolutely. I'm not sure if you understand the cluster system. What the UN and the International Agency for the IASC, where each sector is coordinated centrally. So the water and sanitation sector, every agency that works in water and sanitation focuses their input into that particular cluster, which is the same for health, the same for logistics, and the same for shelter. So there is a pretty good coordination mechanism in place. So all information is being fed into one central point, which then ensures that gaps are covered and there's no duplication.
With more rains expected, does this mean that more flooding will occur from the river?
Absolutely. I would say that the Zambezia area, which is now getting quite a bit of rain and thunderstorms with lightning, so there's additional risks of casualties or at least damage due to the lightning, is going to increase. The entire area is influenced by what's called the ITCZ, which is the Intertropical Convergence Zone, which is something we also see in the Caribbean. And it's causing a lot of heavy rain. The rainy season doesn't end until April, so this isn't by any means over yet.
And this would apply to the Limpopo River as well?
Indeed.